and welcome to the podcast.
All right, Ruby. So you were saying that this week, someone that you ran into listens to the podcast and plays with story cubes?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
So what happened?
So, well, I can't remember who, but somebody, one of Mama's friends,
yeah.
She said that ever since we listened to your podcast, we've been playing with our story cubes.
Love it. Listen, in no way are we sponsored by Rory Story Cubes as much as we'd like to be, but we've bought a couple of packets and we just love it because it gives us a chance to make up stories, which is really a creative way of using our brain, which is why this podcast exists. And so we're going to tell another story made up completely on the spot, and they honestly are. We have no clue what we're going to talk about other than the name of the lesser-known unreal animal. And this week it's my time for a story. And I want to talk to you about a termith.
What's a termith?
Well, we can't do that until we roll the magical story cubes, can we, Ruby?
No, we can't.
Okay, well, on that note, I'm going to do this. Nope, that didn't work. Oh, hold on.
Let your imagination run wild.
All right, so we've got a castle. We've got a magnifying glass.
We've got the moon.
Yep. We've got a phone, a flashlight, and a bow, an arrow, a flower, L plates, and a fountain. Okay? And I want to talk to you about a termith. Now, the first thing you need to know about a termith is it's a termite-eating moth, but it's a special kind of moth. It's an attack moth.
What does that mean?
Well, it's got special powers. So if you don't mind, Rubes, I'd like to take you on a journey to meet the magical termith.
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay. First of all, the thing is that in a lot of old castles, they have a major moth problem, okay? But worse than moths are termites because they start to eat the wood that the castle's built around. And when you take out the frame, your house falls down. So it's really important to get rid of the termites, okay?
Yep.
But you know this about towers, is that they're really tall, right?
Yep.
Okay. So here's the thing, is that the first thing you need to do is you need to attract moths. Do you know what moths are attracted to?
Light.
And that's right. So if you've got plenty of moonlight around, then you'll get yourself some moths. But if you want them to go to a specific place, you have to use pointed light.
Like a flashlight.
That's right. So on a lot of old French castles, and I know that last week we were talking about the Bunnings, French castles are very big fans of termites, okay, because they eat termites. So you point the flashlight at the area of the castle where you've got a problem and the magical termith will appear out of nowhere, right? And these aren't regular beginner learner moths. These are advanced moths. They're attack moths and they're designed specifically to hunt and eat termites, which is really great, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes what they'll do is they'll bring along someone who really likes to eat termites.
Who?
Do you not know that turtles love termites?
No.
Yeah. Because they're not often on land. They're like a special delicacy for a turtle, right? So a turtle will oftentimes be the ground force that comes with the attack moth, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. And so these attack moths will come in and they will eat all the termites on a building.
That's
very powerful, very strong.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. If you're ever in trouble and you need a termith, the best thing to do is to call them.
How do you call one termith?
Well, termiths have mobile phones.
They do?
Well, because they're very popular. They're in high demand all over France, and so you can always call a termith. The problem is I don't actually know the number.
Ooh.
Probably should have written it down.
Yeah.
Yep, mistakes were made. Now, here's the thing, is that termites don't just specialise in French castles. They also are very popular with people who make quivers, quiversmiths.
What a quiver, Smith.
Do you know what a quiver is?
No.
A quiver is like an arrow.
Oh.
Yeah, it's what archers use, right? It's a bow and arrow. So I think you have a quiver full of arrows. It's a little, it's the holding thing. Someone can correct me on our Facebook page if you want. I can never remember. But so quiversmiths often call in termites to keep the arrows healthy. They protect anything that's wooden. And that's what makes them so powerful, okay? Now, the other thing that you need to know is that termites live in sunflowers.
They do?
Yep. Big sunflowers, okay? And when they see a big sunflower, they set up a little home. And the nice thing about a sunflower is it'll actually hold a very small mobile phone in its petals.
It will?
Yeah, well, because you need somewhere when you're at nighttime. Well, that's actually when they work. They sleep during the day. At daytime when you sleep, to rest your mobile phone, because you're not holding onto it while you're sleeping.
No.
No, that's true. Do you know where they wash?
No.
Fountains.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because oftentimes you think that moths don't like water, and they don't. But attack moths, they get pretty dirty when they have to eat all these termites. So they like to go to the nearest fountain and wash, which is why they love working in French castles. Because you know what's always in a French castle?
Termites?
No, a fountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's my story about termites. What did you think?
I thought it was wonderful.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's it for this week on the podcast. We'll see you again next week with another
Lesser Known Unreal Animals podcast. This is Ruby.
And I'm Duncan. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.